Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. As you know, this is EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center. You see our mission there. If you want to send an email to me, my email is omar@edacmorgan.com. And of course, the website is there as well. All right. As you know, RIDE, Return to Citizens Aspire to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures University. We're here each month providing you with just a quick video to help you along the way in starting, operating, and scaling your enterprise. So RIDE is powered by EDAC at Morgan State University and funded by the Minority Business Development Agency, which is part of the United States Department of Commerce. So today we're talking about what's in a name. Your brand is the single most important investment you can make in your business. That's Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. So you've probably seen these names around FedEx, IBM, UPS, Google, McDonald's. And you probably, as you travel throughout your community, you probably see all of these shops with all of these different names. So here are some names that I'm familiar with. Georgia Peach, one of my favorite restaurants, by the way. Scrub Nail Boutique, just listen to the name. And Black Paper Streetwear, The Cube Cowork, Community Solutions. And of course, EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center. So these are just some of the names that I just put on here to kind of get your wheels rolling to help you define what your name will be for your business. So here are some steps that you can take to do just that, make a name for your business. So number one is use a name associated with your business. So we use EDAC, I'm gonna use stay with EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center. So our focus is really helping budding and existing entrepreneurs, and it's replicated, well, it's indicated in the name. Number two, don't come up with something that's gonna be hard to say or spell. I remember, I think it was called Flickr. You know, so if you think about the spelling of your name, and if it's hard to, if it's not easy to roll off your tongue, then maybe you should look for a different name. So once you come up with a name, you know, reach out to some family, friends, in your community to see if this name resonates with them. So get that feedback from them. And then you want to protect it from a federal and state level. So from the federal level, you can go to United States Patent and Trademark Office.gov, and you'll find more information on how to trademark your name. On the state level, I'm going to stop this for a minute. We're going to actually go to a website. So, you know, for those who are in the state of Maryland, you can, this is probably in all of states across the country. So it's probably in your Department of Commerce. So in the state of Maryland, we're going to use a platform here called Business Express. I'm sorry, businessexpress.maryland.gov. So if you're in the state of Maryland or anywhere, you know, just go to your Department of Commerce and hopefully they'll have a website similar to this. So on the plan, we're going to go to select a name. And whatever name you come up with. All right, so let's say search. So we're going to search, you know, one of the names that I use, ATM Entrepreneur. Let's see if that's available. And it is available. So I knew it was available, but it's available. So let's go to just say ATM and see what pops up. So look at this. All of these names are popping up where it relates to ATM. So just keep in mind that as a business in the state of Maryland and probably throughout the country, let's say ATM was your business. People can come behind you and put ATM Inc. and ATM LLC. Those are different trade names for different businesses. So think about that as you are considering naming your business. So you want to be able to protect protect that as well. All right, let's go back to our presentation here. And then here are some resources. I'm not going to go through all of these. You can take a picture of these so that you can see these. I will go through a couple of them, which are pretty interesting. If you use Shopify, they have a business name generator. I use this a lot. When I'm thinking about a name for a business, I come down here to name check, which is CHK, speaking about name in your business. See how that's spelled? .com. So think about a username that you're going to use in social media or your domain name. Name check allows you to put in your name. So if we're using ATM Entrepreneur, you can put an ATM Entrepreneur and it will tell you if the domain name is available, if it's available on social media, which is really good to have because you want to build that brand for your business. So those are some ways in which you can start coming up with names for your business. So over at EDAC and through our ROD initiative, we work with a number of activities. We have a podcast that comes up, which we record, and it airs the last Monday of the month at 4:00. We have these monthly meetups. Right now, this is in person. And if you're in the state of Maryland, come on by. You know, we meet at 4709 Harford Road, and we meet from 6 to 8. It's an opportunity for individuals to meet one another. And we also have some continuing education workshops there as well. We have entrepreneurship boot camp. So if you're looking to get started in business, we have a 3-hour boot camp, and then we'll follow up with the continuing education over here. Room to Grow is an initiative where we work with returning citizens who are entrepreneurs. We meet with them on a monthly basis, you know, give them feedback on their business or some challenges that they have in business. Of course, we do one-on-one business counseling. We have this specialized training that's coming up where we're working with 10 individuals around the real estate rehab business. We have an annual event. And for those individuals who are listening to this, you already know about Ride U and the Returning Citizens Magazine. So for more information, you can just head on over to our website at edacmorgan.com. We're also on Instagram at Ride Small Biz. And don't forget, if you want to send me an email, my email is omar@edacmorgan.com. Hopefully this was helpful for you. Look forward to hearing any successes that you want to share with us. Until we meet again, continue to improve and progress. Peace. Since which not to go.